for the work of Mike Keane. Draper can't get it out of the zone. Dallas, it becomes more intense. Matlichuk gets it down the middle. Carmelo to Keane. What a save! What a save! Chris Osgood just redeemed himself in Detroit.
And now it's the other end. This could be a three-on-one. Advocator in. Shot! He hit the crossbar! Rebounded to the near side and held in. 24 seconds to go in regulation. Kennedy. Kennedy looking. Center shot. And a score!
To name it on front of him. McCarty draws. McCarty in. McCarty scores! A magnificent goal! Darren McCarty!
The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
I'm serious. How do you not get chills with that? We've been playing his clips all day. That man knows how to call a hockey game. That man knows how to call a hockey game. His timing is just so good. And to be honest, for anybody who's never done play-by-play hockey, it is by far the hardest sport to do play-by-play. It is ridiculous. And Gary Thorne, nobody does it better. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Our final segment, Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Were you going to say something, Scott?
Yeah, I just, the timing, there's two different styles of play-by-play. One is call it as it happens, which I love. The other is wait and see what happens. But you can tell he's a call it when it happens. The Steve Yzerman, you hear Yzerman's shot, the tink of the post, yes, and in, and then he just erupts. It's amazing.
He just, the cleanest thing about Gary Thorne is that he can speak articulately faster than any announcer out there. And that's what it is, mixed with the voice and obviously the score, which is fantastic. But anyway, we gave you our fantasy picks last week. Scott, give us the scores of what happened last week overall with our players that we picked.
Oh, well, I had Miguel Cabrera, Troy Tulowitzki, Gio Gonzalez, and Giovanni Gallardo.
Okay.
Troy Tulowitzki won big time for you. You had Matt Kemp, Alex Gordon, and your pitching was rock solid. Justin Masters and Matt Cain. The way we're doing it, we go 4x4 with average, home runs, RBIs, and on-base plus slugging OPS. And for pitching, wins, ERA, whip, and strikeouts. You won every pitching category.
Okay.
By a lot.
So what is it, 4-4 then?
No. You also beat me in average. Matt Kemp went nuts.
Even
for
with
you.
Tulowitzki hitting
even
the way
with
he Tula- did?
Cabrera sucked down the stretch.
Oh, Cabrera.
And dragged me down. He went 0-4, 0-4. And
well,
it
he's
slipped
one for
away.
His last 11, I believe, is the stat. Is it not? Is that
yeah.
correct?
Yeah, because I batted, my two guys were 358 to your 396, but I had six home runs and slugged with OPS of 1282, which is phenomenal.
So for those of you who are tuning in to this segment for the first time, the way we do this is each week we are going to pick four players each, two pitchers, two hitters, one from each league, and we're going to see who has better fantasy stats by the end of this year.
Can't pick the same player twice.
Cannot pick the same player twice, and the basic gist is just to try and give you guys some ideas of players who we think are going to have some hot weeks. And just kind of give you in. Now, the way we're doing this, whoever wins the previous week gets to pick first the next week. So I'm going to pick first, and I am going to pick pitcher first. I'm going to go with Justin Verlander. I think Verlander had sets up well this week for him in his two starts. I'm going to go Verlander number one.
Okay, I get the next two picks.
Correct.
And I'm going to take Joey Votto.
Okay.
And Paul Konerko.
Okay. Why are you taking those two?
Votto has been unbelievable. He's batting over 400 already in the season, and I think Konerko might still lead the league in RBIs.
Good old Paul Konerko. Okay, so I guess that's up to me then now. I'm going to go with hitters next. I'm going to go with Albert Pujols of the Cardinals because I don't want to go with him too late in the season. I think that's kind of being stupid about it.
I think he showed last night that he's starting to turn it around.
He's starting to turn it around. So I'm going to go with Albert Pujols, and I'm going to go with Kevin Youkilis. I like Kevin Youkilis as my AL batter this week. He's been awful this year. I think he turns it around this week. Kevin Youkilis is my second hitter. So Pujols and Youkilis.
Okay, so I have to get my pitchers here.
Correct.
I am going with King Felix Hernandez.
Okay.
For my AL pitcher, he goes against probably Kansas City and Oakland. And then I'm just going to take the best pitchers out there, Clayton Kershaw, going against St. Louis and Atlanta. I don't care who he's going against. He's the best pitcher in the league right now.
Okay, fair enough. Jair Jurgens making his first start of the season. I like Jared Jurgens. I think he's going to do well this week. He'll get two starts out of this week for the Braves. That's my other pitcher. I like picking big names, but I also don't want to pick like four big names and call it good like you see on ESPN and stuff. So,
like I just did.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't want to sell out like
you. Well, I could have gone. I had Verlander on my list, Dan Heron, CeCe, Michael Pineda's going, Tommy Hansen, Matt Latos. Those were the other names I was looking through.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I like to I like to pick guys like that. So
it worked well for you last week.
I got
Masterson,
a little lucky.
Yeah.
Masterson is the only thing I'm claiming this entire year, because I said at the beginning of the season when we did our baseball preview, I said Justin Masterson is going to be really, really good this year. So that's the only thing all year long I'm going to ride until he starts hitting, giving up 9 runs in an inning, and then I'm going to have to live with the fact that I called Justin Masterson was going to be good this year. But I had a feeling that Masterson, second year in Cleveland, was finally getting done, getting traded all over the place from Texas and places like that. So I knew he was going to. So we'll see what happens with that. We appreciate Dave Curtis, Sporting News college football writer, joining us, and also Angelique Jengelis from the Detroit News with us talking Michigan football. For Scott Eckersley, I'm Dave Benton. Enjoy the games today. I know there's some NBA playoff games that we didn't get to, but frankly, they're not very interesting. Drive down to Ann Arbor, see that spring game. We'll be talking plenty of NFL draft next week. So join us then. It's a weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.